Hello，扎西迪雷。Now, we skipped the last Tuesday's class, because I have something to do outside activities. So now is Friday. First of all, you're going to pray for raise or generate bodhicitta, weaken mind. Weaken means we are learning wisdom that is overcome all sufferings or distorted view, distorted mind. That means realization of nature of things or nature of mind. And with the practice, we can overcome mind like a magical dance of mind. We have a mind from the timeless beginning, but until now we have not fully realized mind itself. So there is an opportunity to experience the primordial wisdom, means unborn nature of mind. Through this wisdom, we can go beyond of dualistic thoughts. This way it's called the waking mind. And for this wisdom rise, the circumstances have to be more virtuous circumstances, like a fertile land can produce the plants and the flower and fruition, fruits. Similarly, with the attitude of compassion towards all sentient beings, that's like some sutra teaching said, it's like a tree in desert land. Only the roots of tree, moistured, watered, then the branches and the leaves, flowers, fruits or produce. That is example saying only compassion towards sentient beings is like you are watering root of the plants. And matter of fact, the end will be produce upper ground, and that is the bodhisattvas and the Buddha's achievement of waking state of mind. So for this, we are going to recite this few words. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. Here, suffering itself or happiness itself, generally, it's saying, all physical, mental difficulty is some type of first level of suffering, obvious suffering. We have human beings have a different type of emotional pain and have to necessarily have to deal with some certain cycle of life, like old age, sickness, and or even death. So this is considered basic, and also you cannot achieve something you hope or you don't want to face enemy, but maybe some foe rises. And you want to be with your loved one, but there's a separations. It's undesirable things rises, like illness or these. So, these are basic suffering. And another type of suffering is saying suffering that is mentally we want to, we do have a loose attitude that is won't last long, something lasts long. Any possessions wanted to not exhaustible fortunes, wealth, longevity, and also not deeply understand all compound things are impermanent. So we have a tendency kind of pretending or some hope everything is lasts long, that kind of things. So it because everything is interdependent and also compound, impermanent, so everything will change. That is also one thing. Something we do, sometimes we want change. We want to, that is different. But what they were saying, this is just an example. It basically is saying we are not really understand the law of causality. So we want happiness, but we produce some consequences of sufferings beside of that. Or we want to avoid of suffering, but we not knowing, or if you know, but we don't do it right away, in right way. So those are the second layer of suffering. And third is saying, as long as we have a grasping, we have a see relative phenomena as a real back kind of attitude, then we cannot escape from the habitual tendencies, continuation of the ignorance, not completely awakened until then we have those subtle sufferings that is the self-attitude, self-grasping attitude. This is also sometimes called the seventh mind. Sixth mind is the more gross level of consciousness. Seventh is the more ego-centric attitude, identity attitude, and always searching for something. And then the eighth is the storage mind, storage consciousness, alaya consciousness. That is, we have to go beyond of these. So this is one. And now we, our class. I think I'm going to, the Bodhisattva garland of jewels, homage to Avalokiteshvara, homage to gurus, and homage to devotional deities, abandon all doubts, and cherish persistent practice throughout of thoroughly abandoned sleep, mental dullness and laziness, and always make effort with the joyful perseverance. With the mindfulness, awareness, and the carefulness, again and again, 3 times both day and night, examine the flow of your thoughts, reveal your own shortcomings, but do not speak out others' mistakes. Conceal your own good qualities, but proclaim those of others. Forsake gain and respect. Which is abandon this gain and respect, the feeling of that attitude. At all times, relinquish profit and fame. Having modest desire, be easy, satisfied, and reciprocate kindness. Cultivate love and compassion. Stabilize your bodhicitta. Avoid 10 negative actions and always ensure your faith is strong. Overcome anger and arrogance and be endowed with a human humility. Relinquish wrong livelihood and be nourished by the Dharma. Forsake material possessions. Embellish yourself with the wealth of the noble ones, void of all busyness and distractions, and reside in the solitude and wilderness. The wealth of faith and discipline, of learning and the generosity, of deceit, decency and shame, and the try to be shame, that's easy. And the wealth of wisdom, these are the 7 riches. These precious and excellent jewels are the 7 treasures that never run out. Do not speak of these to non-humans. Abandon gossip. Always guard your speech with your, when you see your guru and the preceptors, reverently generate the wish to serve towards those wise beings with Dharma eyes and towards beginners on the path as well, Regard them as your spiritual teachers. When you see any sentient beings, regard them as parents or children. Give up negative friends and rely on the true spiritual friend. Eliminate hatred and unhappy mental state and be happy whatever you choose to go. Abandon attachment to all things and stay free from desire. Attachment not only keeps you from beneficial rebirth, and in fact, it kills a life of true liberation. When you encounter the causes of happiness, strive constantly to put them into practice. Whatever task you set out to do, accomplish that very first thing first. In this way, everything will turn out well. If not, nothing will succeed. Since you take no longer pleasure in negative deeds, when a thought of self-importance arises, at that instant deflate your pride and recall your guru's instruction. When discouraged thoughts arises, uplift your mind and meditate on emptiness. When objects of attachment or aversion appear, view them as an illusion or illusions or projections. When you hear unpleasant words, view them as echoes. When you suffer physical harm, see it as a result of your past actions. And now today, I think it's here, 16 number, is live entirely in solitude and beyond town limits. Like careless, carcass of the wild animal. Hide yourself away and live free of attachment. That is a little bit different from our normal life in city or world economy, and everybody is pursuing more, gain more material things, and taught, educated from really early age that money is the first priority. Then that life, if you gain more, you means you value people, value a society, see you as a more valuable person, or that kind of idea. But here, what they're saying is so many people have a agitated mind. Even money can solve those mental issues. And even you gain a lot of money, sometimes without health, the money is difficult to bring happiness. And with too much money concerns, then even family relationship, husband and wife, even son or daughter of two parents, friendship become more complicated. So for those, of course, with those wealth, many people are very happy and share a lot of wealth and happiness. Those situation also existed. But also too greedy, it's making a lot of troubles and even crimes too. Recently I heard one story, said a couple from one country visited to Thailand, and the husband pushed where the her his wife from cliff and falling down, like over, 10 meters high on a cliff. And he wanted to gain that insurance from his wife's death. But he's the one to kind of push away the criminal, the crime, did that crime. And the wife didn't die. Saved by lost person who is also lost the direction and wondering those are they on the cliff. So you saw this person and saved the lady. I think you can see even those situation sometimes it's like individual cases, not representing like a big part of a society, but still you can see some humans, driven by thirst of money, can do a lot of harms, even to their most close person. So, this suggestion said, as a practitioner, if you have a, you need a certain money to live, otherwise, you cannot, maybe you can sell your product or your own handwork or anything. But if you have a certain condition that allows you to stay beyond of town or lot of distractions, then it's very good for including not only just rest from city life, but we are saying one wanted to practice Dharma to gain eye of wisdom and open the eye of wisdom to see what this life phenomena really is. And also with this solitude and a stable place, you have to do in worldly activities, then people's mind will be kind of generally become normal. And many people in the society also facing self-torturing, even suicide situation, like that intense situation. So many people have not having the opportunity to calm themselves in solitude place. And this is generally our mind always wondering, thinking, even in solitude place, if you can, you don't have a systematic practice, then it's difficult, but at least some degree of calmness is there. So rely on the environment to calm yourself, and then you have instructions to lead your mind, then it's much better. So if you hear, say, live entirely solitude, doesn't mean then you don't do anything. Just you have to, first you don't do anything, is actually it's doing something, because our mobile devices or telephone to internet and many human connections and made life more even sometimes it's a worldly prosper maybe, but other side effect is more distracted life and not having very healthy lifestyle, even time of sleep, which and exercise, eyes relax in forest, grassland, trees, flowers, those time is more short. We are in a box of office and a screen of square of screen. The ones like sitting or style stay too long. Many people have overwork, some illnesses about pain of the shoulder or the neck or many things, headaches also included. So free, this is the purpose to stay away is the free from attachment, live free from attachment. If we stay in city or familyhood, then people expect you do this and that, and also always their consideration, sometimes over your own wishes. So you are willingly or unwillingly to have to do many things. And for long run, then our life is short, relatively, not much guarantee how long we can live. Even if we can live 100 years, but many people have to if you want to say free from attachment, it's not easy at all. So this is a habituation from timeless beginning less of time. So we want to say quickly just stay there 3 months, then get rid of all attachment is impossible. And also we what is why is it important to free from attachment? In a solitude place, it's still a need to keep diligent of a practice. This is a more formal training. In solitude place, you have only focus on the training itself. And first you relax, and then you feel the ground firmly standing, your 2 feet on ground. Similarly, your mind become more stable. Then the training program is continue to follow your own thoughts and habituation to aware of your situation, alertness of your inner situation, inner mind. These trainings. Then some people say, oh, meditation is so boring and not much interest. I have a lot of difficulties to do meditation. But think of samsara itself. We have suffered many times, lifetimes in cyclic existence. So we are not afraid of in those illusions, falling into the illusion again and again. Why are we afraid of doing some certain meditation? In samsara, it's more difficult, more uncertain situation. We've been eaten by many predators or beasts by many lifetimes. We have become beasts and eaten other animals, or these maybe many times. We become a human or the demigod realm, god realms, many times. But to consider those difficult situation or relatively enjoyable situation, the entire cyclic existence is not much really long lasting happiness. So that's why anyway, like a dream. You sometimes have a sweet dream, sometimes have a terrible dream, and sometimes, you don't want always shifting those dreams from happy suffering all the time and wondering in that dream. We want to have a awakening state of mind and go beyond of those situation. But according Dharma also said, the lower realm of existence is more easy to fall into lower realms. Higher realms are rarely, just more rare to happen. So because of this accumulation of virtue is not that so often. Always be firm with your commitment and whenever a feeling of laziness and exhaustion arises, at that instant, enumerate your shortcomings and recall the essence of a conduct. So then what we should do in those place, solitude, then it said you commitment means we our way to practice say, I take refuge until become enlightenment, and I will rely on until enlightenment I will rely on the dharma, the methods, the way of path, and until waking of enlightenment, I will persisting on the Sangha community, that we can, all people who waking, pursuing waking state of mind. So that is the basic vowels of the refugee. And Bodhisattva vowels, or the individual liberation vowels, Bodhisattva vowels, these are many. Bodhisattva vowel generally means for for help all sentient beings become enlightenment. So, and the self and others become enlightenment, I will continue to kind of study the and practice of compassion and wisdom. That generally it's like that. And the individual liberation vow means I wish myself first become enlightenment, although I have a compassion towards all sentient beings, but just for now, oneself want to enlightenment first, that kind of attitude. And maybe that goal is set, then more realistic practice is just to watch your own mind stream and always see what thoughts are coming, virtuous or non-virtuous, compassion or the hatred. Those all rises from mental aspect of attitude, aims, and the state of mind. What is the words of Dhammapada said? You are what you think. We think we make the world, speak on act, virtuous. Then that means the, like the shadow follows the movement. We will become the virtuous. The end of is good. And similarly, we are what we think. We think we make this world. If we think, speak, and act with negatively, then the chart follows ox, lead by ox. The wheel follows the cow. Similarly, the negative consequences will rise. That means we should always guard or always aware. And to kind of mindful means bring right thoughts. And if we are stated in more negative attitude, then we intentionally to shift our mind and thinking that state of mind is not really not virtuous, not good for me, not good for others. Why we stay there? Or that is my mental state is making unhappy for myself and others. What is important to stay there? So to continue to change the habit is very, very important. And then they said, instantly enumerate your shortcoming. Man means sometimes we say, oh, I know this negative the emotions, many words of concept of those different emotion thoughts. Then just let them happen freely. And that is a kind of a we think we have a, what's the word? Free mind, free will. Free will is, if you, what we have mental habitual tendency, we're going to have a more related to, related thoughts. Some people say, oh, everything is fixed in the past and that we just reflecting on the past. That is also not true. Totally kind of a set before. Now it's just a kind of a program is running on the machine. It's not true. And some people say, oh, everything is just instant action, instant kind of a will to accomplish or to appear in your mind. Everything depends on your way of your thinking independently. That's also not true because we have a past kind of behaviors and a way of thinking, source of knowledge and values gradually also can be changed, but impact from those friends, virtuous or non-virtuous, or what we have our own thought is actually result by influence. So in Dharma, it's saying we have the past karmic impact, also current, momentarily kind of able to change, not to fully kind of tied by past, but not to totally independent, not related. We still related, but we can change still. And for this, they said, "Oh, you instantly kind of shout yourself that, oh, I know what I'm doing is not right." So encourage yourself, become not brave to conquer others, but to conquer one's own habitual tendency, mind, negative thoughts, or we can say having negative consequence thoughts that will be have a negative consequence. Those are then we should aware, and we always working on the causal level, then the result will be automatically smooth and rise in a good way. Create suffering also created by the causal level. Cause level is suffering, or causal level is bring more difficulties, then that consequence lead to the result also negative impact. So practice, this is an essential practice actually, say always know how to the art of practice or deal with your mind. That means you don't have to think of this is my thought, my emotion, because mind itself, it has no identity, no fixed identity. That means you don't have an identity or fixed identity too. That's why humans or normal people can be transformed to all-knowing quality of omniscience. So if we have a fixed identity, we don't have a chance to kind of transform, totally transform ourselves. So transform from something to something, so you can see the connections. So always, if you watch a movie, you watch any TV or reading words, and the one way you are watching or hearing anything, thinking of something, at the same time also aware of your own tendencies, your own mental kind of position, then you see that it also appears in attitude of virtual or non-virtual. So these, sometimes we don't have much, we can pack all different thoughts together. We not open the package and the layer of thoughts, layers of thoughts. We don't know how to deal with that. Then it's a Dharma is inner science or inner knowledge that makes people understand more inward oneself, the thoughts itself, how those, what is a virtue, what is a non-virtue, friend also too. If we think of friend, as said before in this teaching, you have to know who is a virtuous friend, who is not a virtuous friend regularly. We both, you have to be compassionately see them as a your kind of a help to help them if possible, but negative influence you can filter it from unvirtuous friends. Bhatta Rinpoche also said that good friends, including good habits, induces good habits. And I will read some. If you rely on a friend with knowledge, your intelligence will increase. If you rely on friends with compassion, you're giving birth of a bodhicitta. If you rely on a friend with contentment, your desire will be decreased. If you rely on friends with generosity, you will give rise of a giving mind to a giving mind. And if you rely on my friend with a peaceful and restrained temperament, your mind stream will become good. From a friend with a disillusionment with the world, you will become aware of samsara, weary of samsara. You will become weary of samsara. And from a friend with renunciation, you will give rise the wish for liberation. From relying on a friend who care more about the next life, you will remember to practice the Dharma. Relying on the friend, on a friend with a few desires, you will give a rise to contentment. From a friend with a diligence, your fortitude will become a great. Your effort, your diligence also become. If you associate with a sacred friend, your good quality will be drawn out. Rely on a friend with a wish to liberation, you will work for permanent happiness. From a friend with a virtuous mind, you will give a rise to a wholesome attitude. From a friend with a purer perception, you will generate faith. If you associate with a friend endowed with wisdom, you will accomplish your ultimate aspiration. These are habits that comes from good companion. The meaning, therefore, is to rely on a virtuous friend. So similarly, unvirtuous friend also have a list. So the advice on friend is following friend with a craving. Let's see. So it said also following a friend with a craving for wealth, you will be focused on collecting and hoarding, I think. Following a friend with the laziness, you will become indolent. Following a friend with a distractedness, you will be carried away with this life. Associated with a friend, suffused with negativity, you will generate destructive thoughts. Associated with a friend with no faith, you will be fixated in non-virtue. These are the habits that come from bad companion. I think I didn't read all because the list is long, but that means influence from friends. There are a lot of those things. Similarly, influence of your own self, you can how to make your mind friend with yourself, and to make both thinking about just more out, let's see, third point of view to see, look at yourself. Third person as point of view of third person, then see how to change, how to kind of transform, how to become better and better. Otherwise, we have a ego and a protective mind of self. Then those protective mind of self, ego, kind of egocentric mind, then we don't see the truth and we don't see the balance. Sometimes we don't see that right way to, we don't accept anything criticizing or not criticizing, but it's seen as a, something need to increase good habits or good virtuous deeds. Or if anything, anybody say that even that is the truth, but it's mostly say we have some problems, we don't like it. If any people are saying nonsense even, but saying praising to us, then we easily will smile and want to hear more. With that kind of a biased attitude, we don't easily kind of manage our mind itself. So sometimes it's better to see our mind as another kind of image, another kind of from third person view to see, then it's more clear. No emotional hijacking our mind. And then we have a much easy way to deal with us, with the ones on within. So this is at the instant enumerate your shortcomings and recall the essence of a conduct. The conduct, there's a clear description described in the text, what should avoid, what should do these. But these are the, although very, very detailed things to do, thing, what to do, what should do, should, that's what's called virtue to do, what not non-virtues we should avoid on the causal level. These I said. And some conduct are based on more actions, speaking and doing things, and based on the mind, of course. But it's more, if you think negatively, but that is, although already the root of negativity is there, but it's like plants, poison plants underground. They didn't came out surface. Once become surface and attack animals and or produce some poisons, then to harm others, then there is the consequences of a long for negative consequences for the oneself. But in a more advanced conduct, there more attention is the root itself. If your root didn't die, the surface you cut away, then the produce again, grows again. You cut off, then the produce again. So that means only regulation about the external or obvious actions of a negative is not enough. This is all same, the Hinayana, Mahayana, and these all talking about the root. The root is, we have to deal with the root mind itself. And but taking vowels, sometimes the mind is too kind of quick and slippery kind of flash like light. There are just thoughts everywhere. So you cannot really set a very strong rule on the mind in certain practices, like Hinayana practice, or we can say Theravadan practice, or basic vehicle practice. You know, Bali tradition, more the individual liberation, the vowels, precepts, basically about real action, then what, at least when you're wondering in your mind, it is your job to kind of free yourself from the desire, hatred, and those negative consequences in action and words on peer. But the boundary is, if you think of those, then you fix yourself, and then at least you don't kind of really produce that action in the verbal and physical level. And if you've done something, you have to kind of always immediately confess and purify the ritual and many things to purify each 15 days. And of course, every day it's important, but the group practice is always two times a month in monastic life. From Mahayana trainings, they always say, the first ground, mind, if one have this angry or any hatred or anything, an evil kind of wishes or attitude rises, then already they're breaking vowels in the causal level, consciousness level. And that's why the virtuous, non-virtuous, actually more importantly put this, you're talking about the attitude itself. Then we have a not only impact how much suffering or how much negative consequences we produce for others and self and others, but also we have a, we don't think of that not only the result, but we think about what habituation we are going ourselves. And that is more important. It's like the water resources, source of water is pure, then the stream is pure. Similarly, we always looking about the source itself, mind itself. So attitude is the number one, and always have to watch our attitude of mind. And as Tsongkhapa, he said, the virtuous mind, if your mind is virtuous, then the path and the result also virtuous. If one's mind is non-virtuous, then the path and the result also non-virtuous. So one should care for about one's attitude. So if that level is talking about mainly recall your essence of a conduct, then 10 virtues, 5 vowels, and 20 vowels in 420. And the subtle level, there are many vowels, but Bodhisattva vowels, 48 subtle and 20 grosso, and also different way to categorize many things. But generally it's saying body, speech, and mind, we should purify our mind. And then ultimately purify the body and the speech, the physical action and the verbal action, purified by purifying mental activity or mental attitude. So it's saying, oh, when if it's your monk, then think about what is a monk's should what monk vowels at 300, I think 353, I think in Tibetan tradition, and nuns have a similar little more, but just few 10, 20 more precepts. If you remember those, then it's much easier for you to see, identify the what situation we should do or avoid, adapt or abandon situation. But not only these few hundred or dozens of vowels, but you think generally mind have many, many more, much more aspects. You always try to shift those two virtuous mind. That means always be compassion, always have a certain attitude of renunciation from the too much attachment, worldly gain. This so this is a essence of conduct. Of course, this text is not talking about Vajrayana, but today as a very advanced, or you can say, profound way to practice the conduct. Essence of conduct is generally in the basic vehicle level is to transform one's attachment, worldly attachment. Generally, this is also basic for the whole Dharma, the Buddha, Buddhist training, but focusing more on the renunciation attained to Nirvana through that. And with Bodhisattva, always loving compassion, Bodhicitta, then the result is the Bodhisattva and the Buddha. Greater Nirvana, Paranirvana, or you can Parinirvana. I think maybe next is not, we don't have much time, so I'm going to stop here. You can only 1 or 2 minutes, just one to dedicate this virtuous mind and the hearing and practice and contemplation and the meditation. All these virtues can change our future directions. This life happiness of increased happiness of this life, and also chance, if not we don't liberate instantly in this life, then it's more have a guarantee we have a better form of life with associated with the sacred Dharma practice continuously in next life. And eventually, in not long but short time, we achieve liberation and Buddhahood. And all other sentient beings are so same. All don't want food, don't want suffering, and want to achieve happiness. We see them also this merit or this accumulation of the virtue, which shared and dedicated for them to achieve enlightenment and transform their delusion and those distorted mind into enlightened mind. May the lives of glorious masters be secure, and may all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and sweetly reach enlightenment. Thank you very much. See you next week.